Thank you for calling Archstaff Fiber. My name is Franmi. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Yes, Edward Hubbard.
Hi, good morning.
I've been calling and calling and calling, and I can't get any answers from sales. I'm not getting answers from tech support. I can't get on the chat line. Nobody answers. I've tried to set up a new account online, but the pricing is entirely different than the brochure I was sent in the mail. I'm getting very frustrated with
Archstaff. I understand, and I do apologize for all of that that you've been through. I'll be able to assist you with any question, and if you would like, I can also assist you signing up today for the service. So, you have any questions in particular before I give you any information, or?
Well, yeah, I've got three or four or five different questions that have been forwarded to tech support to call me back, but nothing has happened.
So you don't have an account with us yet? I believe.
Right.
Okay, so.
I have all kinds of technical questions that have to be answered before I can sign up. Where does the ODU go, and is it powered, and where can the ONT go, and how many ports does the router have, and all that stuff?
How many ports? Okay. So the ONT would go where your router is at this time. We usually locate it centrally in the house so it can give you the most...
Right.
The best service throughout your house, so that's where the ONT will be installed. It has four ports that you can connect to connect the Ethernet cable.
Okay, four ports and a phone port too.
Yes, a phone port. So you will also like you're interested in internet and phone.
Right.
Okay. So for pricing for the internet, we have three different speeds. We have the 500 megabits, we have 1 gig, which is 1,000 megabits, or 2 gigs. The 500.
I'm after the 1 gigabyte plan with phone and at least one. Wireless extender. Now, that wireless extender, is that a router with its own Ethernet ports, like the routers I have in my house now?
So the extender is wireless. It will be connected to your network. So right now we provide you the ONT, we provide a router, and just a week ago, they added the first extender is free of charge. So all of that will be included in your package. If you go
okay,
for the...
I'm looking at the letter that says $69.99 up until October 20th.
Yes, correct. So that is when you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your checking or savings account, the price for the 1 gig is $69.99. The phone line is separate, is a separate charge. It comes in the same bill, but is an additional $24.99.
Okay, $69.99 for the 1 gig. And $24.99 for the phone line?
Yes, should be $94.98, your bill.
Right, and that would include one wireless extender?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and this ODU goes on the outside of the house, and there's a fiber cable that has to go from it to the modem, which you call ONT.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there is a junction box in the ground, literally in front of my property. I assume that it would go underground from there to the OD unit on an outside wall.
Yes, you will be connected. You will be connected from the street to your house. And right now, all of your other utilities, are they coming in underground or through the pole? So through the pole.
The electric and the coaxial cable and so forth are all in the air. Mm-hmm. But the installation that's occurring right now, mm-hmm. although incomplete, by Archtop is all underground.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Okay, so that's if you sign up, that we will request for your installation because you would like it to be on the ground. Usually they go for they do the installation according to your current other utilities. If they're coming into the pole, that's how they would do it. But if there's a junction box in front of your house and you would like it to be coming on the ground, we can make that change for you. We can do that. We can bring in the fiber on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. The mm-hmm. whole rest of the fiber is underground. So mm-hmm. why not the 10 feet from your junction box to the outside wall of my house.
Correct, yes.
Now, does the ODU need any power? Or is that just a passive junction?
Let me ask. That's a really good question. Let me ask that question. One moment. The ODU.
I mean, it's doable either way, but my impression was that the ODU is just a physical junction box for the incoming fiber and the outgoing fiber through my garage into the ENT. Or ONT.
The ONT, yes, yes. I just asked that question. How does the fiber get connected to the ODU? Let me see. So were you trying to get in contact with us over the weekend? They sent you?
No, yesterday.
Okay.
Well, actually, you've answered most of my questions already, so.
Yes. I
would like to take advantage of this $69.99 one gig plus $24.99 phone and the one wireless extender.
Okay, perfect. I can assist you with that right now. Let me bring up the screen. All right, Mr. Harbour, can you please provide me your address?
Okay, it's 9 Kramer with a C Road, Rhinebeck, New York, 12572.
Okay. 12572. Kramer with a K.
Oh. No, C.
Oh, I'm sorry, with a C.
Yeah.
All right, Kramer. Perfect.
Yep.
Thank you. I got it confused. I think I'm not sure if it's Socrates that has it with a K.
Yep.
But I found it now. This is for your home. And okay, so it says that the anticipated in-service date for your address is going to be November 30th of 2024. So we'll be able to pre-order the service today. And when it gets closer to that date, we'll do the appointment installation.
Okay.
Okay. And we're interested in the 1 gig with the 1 extender.
And the phone.
Free center. And the phone. All right. And are you interested in staying with your current number?
Yes.
Okay. Can I have that phone number, please?
It's 845-876-3548.
Okay, I'm going to repeat, 845-876-3548.
Correct.
Perfect, thank you. Would you need any telephone jacks installed at this location?
No. No, I'm going to have the... keep forgetting the acronym. The ONT, which is really a modem, that a modulator demodulator from fiber to Ethernet instead of coaxial to Ethernet.
Okay.
But I'm going to literally have it installed right physically next to my current modem and router, so I can just flip over the cables. And hopefully no downtime.
Oh, yes. All right. So, all right. Let's continue.
Well, we ought to make sure you get my name spelled correctly, too, unless it pops up there already.
Yes, I was about to get to that information in one moment.
Okay.
First name, Edward.
Edward.
E-D-W-A-R-D.
Yep.
Perfect. And can you spell your last name for me?
It's H-U-B-B-E-R-T. Hubbard.
Okay. Hubbard. Thank you so much. And just verifying that the address of service will be 9 Kramer Road in Rhinebeck, New York. And the zip code is 12572. And Mr. Hubbard, do you own or rent this property?
I own it.
Thank you. And you said your current utilities are feeding into your house through air.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Everything you've done has been underground.
Yes.
And it's about a 10-foot run from the junction box, which is right next to my mailbox.
Yes. A lot of people are also requesting... the on the ground instead of the air, because it is more reliable against the bad weather. Yes. So that's
and it's right. Not it's not like you have to dig up 50-foot trench. You know, it's just about 8 or 10 feet.
Yes. All right, Ms. Dabba, is your billing address different from your service address?
No, it's the same.
It's the same. Okay. Thank you. All right, can I have an email for you?
Yes, it's E-S-H-U-B-B-E-R-T. That's E-S Hubbard, one word, at frontier.com.
Okay, I have E-S Hubbard at frontier.com.
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you. And the main contact number for you, would it be the house number, or would you like to put another number?
Yeah, you could also add my cell phone number. 845-750-9003.
Okay. That was 845-750-9003.
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you. Let me just add the They have a number on this section as well. 876-3548. Okay. How may we contact you prior to your installation and any future notification regarding your account? Would you like us to call you by phone, email you, or text you?
Probably email is the best for me.
Okay, perfect. So, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email?
I'd rather not.
Okay, is we can select the text or phone. Those don't have any advertisement sent to you.
Well, text, I guess.
Text will be better. All right. Mr. Harper, so our staff fiber, we can notify customers via text messages with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Let me assure you that we will only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisement on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time to your account portal and receive communication via email or phone calls instead. Message and data rates may apply. Is this okay?
That sounds good. That's okay. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. So let's. All right. We're almost done. So, Mr. Harper, as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimum of a $50 deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but by doing so, it will automatically require you to pay a $50 deposit. Would you like to do the credit check today or do the $50 deposit?
Oh, I'd rather do the $50 deposit. I mean, I know my credit score is about 750. Mm-hmm. So if you did a credit check, it would probably come out that way. But mm-hmm. for just a $50 deposit, this would be applicable toward the cost, right?
So the $50 deposit will stay on your account until you decide that you no longer want the service with us. At that point, it can be either refunded to you or applied to any balance that you have at that time.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Okay. And you'll be enrolling into paperless and auto pay as well today with your checking or savings account?
Well, in order to get the price, I believe you said that it has to be auto pay, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have two choices, either my checking account or a debit card, which automatically comes from my checking account. Are either of those options available?
So if you give us your debit card or credit card, the discount will only be $5. They give you the full $10 if it's the checking or savings account, which it will ask you to provide your routing and your account number.
Let's see. AT&T. I would rather go through my debit card, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the discount is only going to be $5. If you want, also an option that we have is if you want, because the deposit will come out from your account either today or tomorrow. because we're doing the sign up today. So if you we can put in the debit card, and the so the discount can come out from there. Once you have your online account set up, you can go in and change it yourself to the ACH information so that you can get that $10 discount.
Okay.
Just make sure that you do it prior to your installation so the discount kicks in, okay?
All right. So you will want my debit card number next, right?
Yes. Let me press next on my computer. And, yes, whenever you're ready, I can get that number.
Okay. The debit card, which is against my checking account, is 4168. 4400 5430 8554.
Thank you. And the CVV number on the back of the car?
188.
Thank you. What is the expiration date on the car?
0826.
Thank you. And Edward Hover is on the account. And the zip code is the same, 12572 for the car?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the $50 deposit will come out either today or tomorrow. The first payment for your, for the bill is going to come out on the same day of installation.
Okay.
And then from there on is the same day every month.
Okay.
All right. All right. We're almost done. All right. Mr. Harvard, so since I'm requesting for your installation to be on the ground, is it okay if they have to put a temporary drop a line and then bury it within 10 days from installation?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. They usually do it on the same day, everything, but just in case we do come back within the 10 days, in case it doesn't happen on that day. And anything that our technicians should know prior to your installation, any bury wires or septic tanks on your property?
No, it will be a fairly simple 10 or 12 foot run from your junction box to the outside wall of my house. From the ODU, the fiber cable would have to go through the garage and into the basement where all my equipment is. Mm-hmm. It's a fairly simple run. I've done it myself.
Okay. That's great. Okay. Perfect. So let me just add all of that information in here so the technician should know. Although the name of the installation, you'll be there and you would let them know how you would like your installation set up.
I'll be able to help them hold the wires while they put it in place.
Yes. I don't like there.
Do you know if existing routers that can handle up to at least 500 megabits now would still work when plugged into your router?
The is the router that you have currently?
Yeah. I have two routers, Wi-Fi routers, placed in the house, one upstairs and one downstairs, and they are wired directly into the current main router, which would be your router instead.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any technical reason you know of why an existing in-home router with Wi-Fi capabilities wouldn't work as plugged into your router?
I wouldn't see, I don't see a problem with that. We have a lot of customers, although we prefer that our new customers use our own equipment in case we need to troubleshoot from our, you know, from our offices. We'll be able to see everything and what's going on. But we have also customers who have decided to stay with their own equipment, their own routers, and we haven't had any issues connecting them to our equipment.
Well, given that I'll have one of your Wi-Fi extenders, that'll be a stopgap in case for some crazy reason my routers don't work.
Correct. No worries. All right. So Mr. Hover, do you agree to bond by the terms of service as they may change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most type of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So basically the terms are, this price is guaranteed to you for 2 years. There is no early termination fees. There's no early termination fee. The price is guaranteed for 2 years. All the equipment is included and there's no charge for the installation.
Sounds great.
Okay, perfect. All right. So now that I just registered you for the service, you will be receiving two emails from Arstar Fiber. One is going to be the confirmation of the order, of this order, and the second one is an invitation for you to sign into your Arstar Fiber account, where you'll be able to manage your account, pay your bills, and review and accept the terms of service. Please be sure to register for your customer account prior to your installation appointment. And to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers to wait until Arstar Fiber has done their installation prior to canceling with their current providers, okay?
Right, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Mr. Hover, so also, when it gets closer to the November 30th date where your address is going to be in service, Arstar Fiber will give you a call to schedule the installation because it doesn't allow us to make an appointment so far ahead. So at least a week or so, they will get in contact with you to schedule that appointment.
That's fair enough.
Mm-hmm. And I've also put in there, you would like the underground installation. You will see they will get in contact with you also for that and let you know that they will be in your property doing that part of the installation most likely prior to your appointment. And then on the actual appointment day, we will need you to be there for, because that's when we go into your house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we are done with the... We're setting up your account. Do you have any questions? Any other questions you have for me?
I think you've done a very good job of answering my questions.
Thank you so much, Mr. Harvey. And I do apologize for all of that you went through before trying to get in contact with us. I'm glad that we were able to speak today.
It was probably Monday morning blues. Everybody was busy.
Yes. I know that our crew, because we have two crews, one that takes over overnight, and I believe they were working yesterday. We were off. So I don't know if that was why they refer you to talk to us instead. But I do apologize for that.
This has worked out quite nicely. Thank you for your expertise and time.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Harvey. If there's nothing else for me to help you with today, I do hope that you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, and you too.
Thank you. Thank you for calling our staff, Harvey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.